I'm Patricia Pierce. Welcome to the Evolutionary Activist Podcast. We are living at an important moment in our history, a time that is calling us into a new way of being, a new consciousness from which a sustainable, just, and peaceful future can arise. In this podcast, we explore ways to help that future take hold within ourselves so that together we can help it come forth in our world. Hello, all you evolutionaries. I would like to talk with you today about something that's been on my mind lately, given some of our political environment, and that specifically it has to do with what we've been witnessing with school shootings and young people really coming together to demand that we make policy changes that will protect them. And there's an experience that I had many years ago that's really been coming to my mind in light of all of this that's been going on. And I'll tell you the story. My husband Kip and I have a plot in a community garden. And one time many years ago, we were doing some, I don't know, maybe getting ready to plant, probably in the spring, and we were moving some stones that we use as a little bit of a retaining wall. And when we moved these stones, we disrupted an ant colony. And these ants were suddenly, you know, scurrying everywhere. But the fascinating thing was we had uncovered a nest, I guess you would call it, of all these larvae. And as soon as this colony and this nest became disrupted, what happened was it's as though instantaneous communication went out to all the ants of this colony, and they all just scurried back. They scurried back to where these larvae were, and each ant picked one up and carried it away to safety. And it was such an amazing thing to witness this whole colony responding to this crisis moment and coming to save the offspring, to save the next generation. Everything else just stopped, and they attended to this immediate need, this immediate danger. And I really marveled at their capacity to, first of all, to somehow, I don't know how ants do this, but they all knew immediately that something was going on, and they all responded instinctively to take care of this situation and to preserve the next generation. And so I've been holding that experience and witnessing that alongside what we've been witnessing in our culture, where the children seem to be expendable and the next generation seems to be expendable. And we don't drop everything else that we're doing and attend to this immediate crisis and this immediate need. And as we all know, it's not just gun violence that threatens the next generation, young people. It's climate change. It's political instability. It is the threat of war. It is the threat of increasing economic disparity. So all of these things are putting future generations in peril. And if we were more like the ants, we would be dropping everything to attend to this crisis and this need. And we would do everything necessary to protect and preserve the next generation. Now, I don't think that ants were behaving out of, you know, a sense of moral duty or compassion. They were responding instinctively, because survival of a species is just instinctive. You just do that. You do what you have to do to survive and to protect future generations so that they can survive, so that the species can continue to express itself. So what's with us humans that we are not doing that? It's like we have somehow gotten off of the rails of this instinctive knowing that paramount importance is to take care of the young and to take care of future generations. This doesn't seem to be our top priority, which I'm a Trekkie, and maybe you know enough about Star Trek to know about Spock, who would say this is illogical. It is illogical to put future generations in peril. So what's going on here? We're going against logic, and we're going against instinct, our survival instinct. Well, I have a theory about that. I believe that at some place in our core, we have lost faith in ourselves as a species. That in some place in our core, we don't believe we deserve to survive. I think we look sometimes at what we've done to the environment and so forth, and warfare, and we look upon ourselves as some sort of despicable species. So why should we make every effort to preserve our species and the expression of our species on this planet? And this idea of ourselves as really flawed and depraved also has, it's reinforced sometimes by religious beliefs that tell us that, you know, we're worms, we are unworthy. All of these religious beliefs that are also, those beliefs are egoic beliefs that have found a home in religion and have distorted religious beliefs to serve, to really express this ego thought system of separateness and judgment and shame and blame and attack and all of that. Sometimes those egoic ways find a home in religion and begin to distort religious beliefs to reinforce those egoic tendencies. And so here we are at this moment in our own evolution where we are, at some level, we are deciding, are we a species worth preserving? Do we deserve to live on this planet? I also think that getting back to religious beliefs, that there is this apocalyptic narrative that is also somewhat predominant in some circles, where the earth is doomed, we're all, you know, we're destined for this cataclysm, so why bother to attend to the future and to future generations? Why bother? Because it's inevitable that we're going to experience this catastrophe, this apocalypse, this cataclysm, and so why make any effort at all to preserve the planet or to take care of future generations? Because in that narrative, there really isn't a future. So I think that given this situation where our future as a species is, it's up for grabs right now. We are deciding right now whether we merit existence on this planet or not. And I just want to be a proponent of the human species, because yes, we've been going through a very turbulent time. It's been difficult, but we also, the human spirit is amazing. The things that we have done, the things that we have accomplished, the works of art that we have created, our capacity to express compassion, our capacity to play, to laugh. There is so much in us that is so beautiful. And we are an expression of the earth and the earth's evolution. We are an expression of this whole web of life on this planet. We are a unique expression of that. And we deserve to be here. And we are in this process of becoming and in this process of awakening. And now is not the time to give up on us, because we are at this juncture right now where we are beginning to wake up to who we truly are and what we are truly capable of becoming. We're beginning to wake up to the fact that we can heal this planet and that we can create a future that is sustainable, that is just, that is peaceful. And so as evolutionary activists, I really believe that one of our primary tasks is to root for humankind and say, we can do this, we can do this. Yes, it looks hard, yes, it looks dire, but we can do this. And we can do it in cooperation with one another, and we can do this in cooperation and co-creation with the life force that has brought us forth and wants to continue to express itself through us. I remember years ago driving somewhere here in Philadelphia, and here in Philadelphia, the public buses sometimes have advertisements on the sides of them. And I saw this one bus that had an advertisement for Quaker Oats. And you've probably seen the logo for Quaker Oats. It's that, you know, the head of the Quaker guy, his, you know, head and shoulders, his hat, his long hair. And on this ad, there was the picture of the Quaker Oats guy. And then in big letters next to him, the words, "Go, humans, go." And when I saw that, I thought it was such a beautiful expression. It's like the Quaker Oats guy was rooting for us. Go, humans, go. And as I tell this to you now, I also recognize that in the Quaker tradition, it's understood that the inner light, the divine light, resides within each of us. And so as evolutionary activists, we are rooting for humankind like that. Go, humans, go. Yes, we can do this. The inner light is within us. We have a beauty to our spirit and an innovation within us, this capacity to overcome obstacles and solve problems and come together, and we can do this. So as evolutionary activists, we're sort of like cheerleaders for the human species. Now is not the time to give up on us. Go, humans, go. I did the program, read the book, and did the program called The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron, and maybe you're familiar with it. And in that book, it's the subtitle, I believe, is I can't remember, Spiritual Path to Higher Creativity or Vice Versa. And in that book, she talks about the importance of having believing mirrors in our lives. As creatives, we need people around us who believe in us and can reflect back to us our capacity, our creative capacity. And so I believe as evolutionary activists, that's one of the things that we are. We are believing mirrors for humanity, for the human species. We see what is best in the human spirit and we reflect it back so that beauty of the human spirit can express itself, can create, and can thrive. We need believing mirrors because we are a social species, very much like the ants who live in colonies, who don't exist as isolated beings. We also are an extremely social species. And if we don't have that kind of connection with other people, our mental health, our emotional health, our physical health are all compromised. We need each other, and we need believing mirrors. We need to be in the company of others who believe in us and who can reflect that back to us so that we can see our full capacity. And so as an evolutionary activist, I encourage you to be a believing mirror, not only for humanity and those around you, but for yourself. And let me just for a moment be your believing mirror. Because within you, as within each of us, there is extraordinary capacity. There is this divine light. There is this creativity. there is this compassion that wants to express itself. That's who you are. That's who we all are. And so I just encourage you to claim that for yourself, to claim your own beauty, to claim your own capacity, to claim your own worthiness to be on this planet, because nothing ever has existed like you, and nothing will ever exist like you again. And so this week, I encourage you to live into that, to be that believing mirror that believes in humanity and in our goodness and our potential, that we do have the potential to bring forth a sustainable and just and peaceful future, and that we can do this in partnership with one another, and we can do this in partnership with the wider web of life on this planet and with the force of life that has brought us into being. And so I just ask that you go forth this week and be a believing mirror, that you hold to the truth of who we are and who we can become. And if you haven't yet done so, I encourage you to download the Evolutionary Activist's Pledge of Commitment, which you will find on this podcast page. I encourage you to download it and sign it and put it someplace where you can see it on a regular basis as a reminder to you of how you can be in these times as a positive presence that is standing for a future that can come forth and that we deserve to experience and create. And so, until next week, peace.